Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Gillette man accused of assaulting pregnant girlfriend. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 30-year-old Gillette man is facing multiple felony charges after police say he brutally assaulted his pregnant girlfriend during a domestic violence incident Sunday evening. According to interim Gillette Police Chief Brent Wasson, officers responded to the Mustang Motel just before 8 p.m. after a 31-year-old woman reported that another resident had asked her to watch her children while she sought medical treatment following an assault. When officers arrived, they found 30-year-old Marcelo Harris allegedly continuing the assault and threatening to stab the victim with a screwdriver. Police say the incident began around 6 p.m. during an argument at the Surf and Suds laundromat, where Harris allegedly punched the pregnant woman in the face in the parking lot. The assault reportedly continued after the pair returned to the motel, where investigators say Harris struck the victim approximately 20 times in the face, dragged her from beneath furniture where she was trying to hide, and attempted to separate her jaw by placing his fingers inside her mouth. The victim was transported to Campbell County Health with multiple injuries, including extensive facial bruising and a laceration to the back of her head. Harris admitted the couple had argued but denied assaulting the woman. He was arrested and booked on 3 counts of aggravated assault and 1 count of false imprisonment. The investigation remains ongoing. Legacy Living opens expanded short-term rehabilitation unit. Campbell County Health is expanding rehabilitation services with the opening of a new dedicated short-term rehabilitation unit at the Legacy Living and Rehabilitation Center. According to the Gillette News Record, the enhanced 10-bed unit opens July 13th and is designed to help patients recover after surgery, illness, injury, or a hospital stay before returning home. Officials say the new space will allow more patients to receive specialized rehabilitation care locally, while also freeing up additional beds for long-term care residents. Patients recovering from joint replacement surgery, stroke, pneumonia, congestive heart failure, COPD flare-ups, and other medical conditions will have access to around-the-clock nursing care along with physical, occupational, and speech therapy based on their individual needs. The unit will be managed by nursing unit manager Bevan Beck, who says the dedicated rehabilitation space will allow staff to focus on helping patients regain their independence and safely transition back home. Family members are also encouraged to participate in therapy sessions and care planning to help support recovery after discharge. Patients may be referred to the program by Campbell County Health, other hospitals, or their health care provider. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.